If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Chicagoan Eliana Sagarin has been living in Tel Aviv for quite some time now. She joins us. And Eliana, I am looking at a text from one of our listeners. Did Eliana in Tel Aviv hear the U2 tribute song?
I did. Of course I did.
It must have felt good to hear that. That was pretty nice. And that got me to thinking, Hamas clearly wants to mess with the psyche of the citizens there in Israel. And can you lead your normal life? Can you enjoy music? Can you go about your business with all that's going on around you now?
It's such an interesting question, Bob, because just today or yesterday, I saw someone I'm friendly with post on Instagram saying that ever since the events unfolded on Saturday, they've been unable to listen to music. And I happen to know that this particular person, he's an American Israeli, really into, you know, Grateful Dead, jam bands, that type of person, you know, certainly would attend a music festival, not unlike the one that took place on Saturday. And just not being able to get any joy from it, or not being able to focus on music the way that he once was able to. I feel that too. You know, me and my husband, we are big consumers of, you know, movies and television, and we haven't watched, you know, a single frame of something that hasn't been news since the events unfolded. Your brain sort of turns on to survival mode in this really jarring and instant way.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I almost feel guilty saying this again, but I watch all of these news programs and these horrific reports of atrocities and the grieving parents, and I'm watching at bedtime. And then at some point, I have to turn it off and watch something else. But I guess you being there, you can't turn it off, can you?
Well, you know, you sort of have to make that decision. And I think that's a decision that right now we're feeling, you know, people in my peer group are certainly feeling. In the first day or two, of course, we were glued to the news, and we sort of felt obligated for it, not only for our safety, but in order to get information. But as the days unfold, it sort of becomes this balance. Okay, I need to understand what's happening in the country. I need to understand that for my safety and the safety of my loved ones. There's also this obligation, okay, I want to bear witness to what's going on, but also we understand that part of the Hamas propaganda machine is this traumatizing of the Israeli and Jewish people. And the, you know, there is a resistance to that terror can also come in the form of saying, I'm going to separate myself at a certain point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Now darkness is approaching there in Tel Aviv. Is it quiet right now?
So today and yesterday, Tel Aviv had a bit of sirens that always, you know, wakes you up like a strong cup of coffee. I would say it's relatively quiet. We've also had kids. For those who don't know, you know, we just came out of the Jewish holidays where kids don't have school for just about, you know, give or take 2 weeks, and then it was summer vacation before then, and now this. So kids haven't had a real routine in months, and now they're stuck at home. And many parents, you know, make that risk assessment at a certain point, being like, you know, my kid needs to go out and ride his bike for 45 minutes or else I'm going to lose my mind.
Sure.
So you do see people out there, you know, getting some air, getting some sun as best as they can.
I want to read you something that Chicago Sun-Times columnist Neil Steinberg wrote today regarding the war. How does this end? That's a silly question. This never ends. Not anytime soon in any way anyone can imagine. It just keeps going and going and going, over and over and over. Each side talks past each other, kills each other, then mourns their own and buries their own and starts it all over again. Our job is to watch in horror. Is that how you feel? Is that the feeling of a lot of the people that you talk to there?
There is something hopeless about the situation, certainly. But I would say that the outpouring of support from folks in Israel, I mean, I've been almost every day, I've gone to donation centers and brought in supplies, both for those who are displaced from their homes and also for soldiers. And the sort of the morale here is very high. But I think that we, you know, there is this not knowing. We don't know what we don't know. This does feel different. Whether it will be for the better or worse remains to be seen. Of course, I hope it's for the better.
Yeah, I saw in the news yesterday all of the lines, people there in Israel waiting to donate blood, even people from other countries who are doing that, who happen to be visiting Israel. And then, of course, the call up for reservists, it's like 150% more than what was called. So it does say something about the spirit of the people there in Israel. Appreciate the conversation, as always, Eliana Sagarin, and we'll make contact with you hopefully tomorrow.
Sounds good, Bob. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you so much.